So today we are talking to Warren Thomas. Warren Thomas is one of the sales managers for Lasher. He operates out of the head office in Germiston, and he's responsible for overseeing and managing the Lasher brand and ensuring growth with selected customers and throughout groups. Welcome, Warren.
Thank you very much, Albert.
Warren, thank you very much for joining us. And, you know, the idea of this is to, for one, our clients to start getting to know us a little bit, and also, you know, start knowing who they deal with. And when you hear what people are like within companies, the brand becomes closer for people. So that's what we try and do. So how long have you been with Lasher?
I started 1st of July last year, so it's just been over a year. So it hasn't been that long, but it's been quite a journey, I must say.
I can just imagine. What was your journey before that?
I started off my career just after the army. I've always mostly been in sales, and I started off a company called Firestone on the trainee sales management program. And as I say, most of my career has been in the sales environment.
Okay, that's nice. And so now, where did you say you started your journey, and you're now in the sales environment still, and are you still enjoying sales?
Yeah, very much. Yeah, I think I have the personality for sales. I enjoy dealing with people. I enjoy getting out there and looking after customers. I'm not really an office-based kind of personality. My personality is definitely suited to dealing with customers and generating long-term relationships.
Well, Warren, we always have something internally at the office. You always look right. For any moment when you walk in here, your hair is done, your clothes is spotless, your shoes are done for the day. So it certainly serves a brand like Lasher. We are meticulous on quality, consistency in the brand, how we service and we deliver. So we're always very proud when you walk in knowing that you represent the brand so wonderfully.
Thank you, Albert.
So Lasher, 90-year-old brand, what in your opinion have you found to be different working for Lasher as to opposed to some other companies?
I think for me, Lasher as a company, as we know, is a very family-orientated company. I think there's a tremendous amount of pride with the Lasher employees and my colleagues, firstly for our brand and secondly for the company that we work for. I'm incredibly grateful to be with this company, and I'm very, very proud of the brand that I sell, knowing that we don't have any comebacks. I can make a sale. And knowing that after I've made the sale, the next time I get an order, there won't be a problem.
You know, we talk past that, but it's so awesome to sit in a position where we sell for a product or a brand with peace of mind. Because imagine waking up in the morning and selling an inferior product, a product that has no functionality to its client. It serves a very little purpose, except the only purpose it serves is a very low-cost item, but burns the clients ultimately. So it provides this great customer satisfaction in what we do and for the tools and the products that we sell. As a fellow South African, obviously we're very involved in 6 different industries. So I know South Africa at the moment, we're in the midst of a pandemic, and the last 5 months have been very, what do we call it, adventurous. And I always say the last 5 months, every moment in the last 5 months will be so embedded in us. So now we serve a great country, we have a fantastic market, we have extremely loyal customers. As a South African, what do you love about being South African?
I think for me it would have to be our outdoor lifestyle, which obviously is very good for our product in terms of gardening, etc. And I love the country. I love the landscape. I love being able to go down to the beach or to the mountain or to the game reserve.
Yeah,
that's definitely important to me.
Yeah, and I think that's also why we all want to fight and stand up for what's right in the country and what we need to change and what we need to get right. So we can all collectively, you know, be very, very proud of what we do. So any kids?
Yes, I have 2 sons, Justin, who's 23, and Kyle, who's 20. And I'm incredibly proud of Lasher, I'm incredibly proud of my 2 sons.
And on a personal note, I know you went to Bali a while ago to go and see them.
Yeah, that was a fantastic trip. You know, a couple of years ago, my children emigrated to Australia. with my ex-wife, which is where they live now. So Bali was just a good opportunity, close to Australia, and something new for me. Each year, if I can, I try and go and see my kids, and we try and make a different holiday destination every year. This year is obviously a bit of a problem with COVID. But next year, we'll look at something around there, perhaps Thailand, and I'll be able to see my kids again.
Well, I'm sure they're very, very proud of you, Warren, just as we are in the business. So you're not only a parent, but also a father. What important qualities are you instilling in them as two young men?
I think what's always been important to me is honesty, openness, and kindness. And I have a tremendous level of pride in my children for the kind of young men that they've turned out to be. They're both incredibly good with animals, which is also really important to me. They've got a very good soft heart. And they're really well-balanced young children, you know. They've done incredibly well, and I really am immensely proud of them.
Shame. Well, they've got a great foundation and a father to have learned from. So what have you experienced in your life that's made you stronger? And how do you think it helps you today?
I think one of the biggest difficulties in my life was when my kids emigrated. They were quite young. I took that incredibly hard. But, you know, it was an opportunity that they got to go to a different country, and I just felt it was a good thing to allow them to be somewhere where they could progress and do well at. And I think getting through that difficulty of not having my children around me on a day-to-day basis made me stronger as a person in a lot of different ways. And it's made me a lot more positive about who I am as a person and a lot more confident, knowing that my kids are really happy. Not that they were unhappy in South Africa, but they're really happy in Australia. They've got good lives. It is a problem in terms of the fact that I miss them. I do a lot. But we speak on a regular basis. And as I said, I try and see them at least once a year. And we have an incredibly close bond, which has come from us being close and spending a lot of time together when we can, and speaking on a regular basis.
You know, Warren, while we're so proud of you, you know, through this particular time, you know, the dedication you show to the work, the consistency in your work, and then your mom also passed away during this particular time. So we are just so incredibly proud of you, of how you've stepped up and how you still make us smile when we see you, and how your positivity and your attitude towards our clients and our brands, and not just on a professional level, but also on a personal level. And so we just wanted to say we really are, we look up to you for that. And you've shown great leadership to a lot of young people around you, even though you might not know it. During this Thank time, you. To still keep your head up where you are. And we are also very sorry for that loss.
Yeah, thanks, Albert. I think losing my mom a couple of weeks ago to COVID was a huge shock. And I was incredibly close to my mother. And she was elderly and she was quite frail. So I knew her time was fairly limited anyway. Unfortunately, I didn't know at the time that COVID was going to take her out quicker than I expected. And I think the power of a positive attitude is very, very important. And that's kind of got me through some difficulties in my life. And gratitude is probably something that is the foundation of my life. I'm incredibly grateful for the things I have in life. I'm incredibly grateful for the job that I have with a company like Lasher. I'm incredibly grateful to work for a company that I can be proud of.
Hi, Warren. And you've helped us out, and I think that's what that's what we sort of try and always instill here, is that the gratefulness that you just spoke about is something insane, because we always say it's a mindset change in the morning. When you wake up in the morning and it maybe feels like it's a groggy morning, if you change your mindset towards what you have and the gratefulness that you have, and you do it with genuine intent, it's amazing how that serves as a motivator and a positive way to swing your day around. So completely agree with you on that.
You're 100% right. But I think if you have the right attitude when you wake up in the morning, it's quite amazing what you can achieve in life.
Yeah, and it's not been, I'll be the first one to tell you that in the last 6 months particularly, sometimes I didn't do that mindset shift in the morning, and it sort of stayed with me for the entire day. And what you do is you lose an entire day of what you can do and what you can achieve. And then we also interact with our customers. You know, they're also going through their own things and their own issues at home, personal life and business life. And if we can always reflect this type of energy, but an energy that's real in the sense of we represent a brand that can deliver on what they commit to. We have a brand that offers full customer satisfaction. We really believe in the pricing that we have in the market, that it's a fair deal to everybody involved. And with all of those fundamentals, it just helps us to be professionally and then personally to the support systems that we have to also be better people to them.
You're absolutely right, Albert. Thanks for that.
And thank you very much, Ryan, for your time today. And thank you very much for your commitment, because we are 650 plus minus people in the business, depending on seasonality. And each one of us play a role collectively to ensure that this brand, 91 years later, is still the market leader. And thank you very much for what you play in that part. And we are eternally grateful at Lasher for you.
Thank you, Albert. Me too.
All the best, Warren.
Thank you.